Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca. Joe, I know there's Academy Awards, the Oscars, for movies, Emmy Award for TV, Grammy Award for music, but to be honest, I didn't know there's a Tony Award for theater.
Actually, I think that's true of a lot of people. I think you're not alone. For a lot of people, theater, maybe it's not something they think about a lot. They don't, it's not as glamorous for people, but there is a huge theater community around the world who looks forward to the Tony Awards every year. As I talked about yesterday in our For You chat, a lot of actors, they really look up to people who make their living on the stage because when they act, it's totally live. So they can't make mistakes in front of people. They really have to be thinking. They have to be on their toes all the time. They do it day after day after day. So there's a lot of respect that goes to actors and actresses and anybody involved in musicals that walks away with a Tony Award. We're going to learn a lot more about the Tony Awards today, but let's read through our article first, and then Rebecca and I will be back.
Reading. Lights, cameras, Tonys. The Tony Awards might sound out of date to film lovers since it focuses only on theater. Yet, to some movie stars, stage performance is an intriguing challenge. These days, many film stars are getting their feet wet and wishing to take a Tony home. Among them are Orlando Bloom, Ian McKellen, Scarlett Johansson, and many more. Hugh Jackman, best known for his role as Wolverine in the X-Men films, is another example. Jackman won the Tony for Best Actor in 2004 for his lead role in The Boy from Oz. What's more, he now regularly hosts the Tony Awards. This year's awards will be held on June 8th, with Jackman as the host for the fourth time. Among the most popular musicals of last fall was A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It's a comedy about a man who tries to kill his family heirs to become a duke. The revival of Shakespeare's comedy, Twelfth Night, is perhaps one of the top Broadway plays of 2013. This year's Tony Awards will celebrate many great actors and stage productions, so theater lovers shouldn't miss it.
Today's article starts off by saying the Tony Awards might sound out of date to film lovers since it focuses only on theater. If we say something is out of date, it means it's old, it has not advanced, it's not modern, so it's kind of like something from the past that you feel should stay in the past and we should move on from. And some people might feel that way. Film lovers might feel that way because it only focuses on theater. It's not about movies, it's not about music, it's not about anything modern, it's about just the theater.
刚提到 out of date, date 是日期，所以 out of date 中间用这个连字号把它连起来变成一个字，这是一个形容词，表示过时的、旧式的、不流行的。许多长辈啊，会有一些比较 out of date ideas。过时的想法，像是 some people think you cannot have children and pets under the same roof. That's totally an out of date idea. 有些人认为小孩出生之后呢，就应该把家里面的宠物给送走，不能够同住一个屋檐底下，因为小孩子会过敏。其实这个观念啊，就是很旧、很过时的。现在很多研究指出，小孩子提早接触宠物反而不容易过敏哦。If you are like me, more a film lover than a theater lover,You might think the Tony Awards sound a little out of date.
Well, let's see if we can maybe change some minds here. The article goes on to say, yet to some movie stars, stage performance is an intriguing challenge. A performance is when you perform in front of people. You go in front of people and you sing or you dance or you act. Those are all examples of a performance, or the verb form is, of course, to perform. A lot of actors think going on the stage is an intriguing challenge. Intriguing means something is like really interesting. It captures your attention. So for actors, they think this is really something that's challenging and different from being in a movie.
刚提到这个形容词啊 intriguing 的意思就是 very interesting, very fascinating. 很多电影明星会觉得舞台上的表演是很有意思的挑战哦 An intriguing challenge. 平常拍电影呢可能一个镜头要拍好几次 NG 可以重来哎，舞台剧就不行了。这两种很不一样的表演，表演当动词的时候叫 perform， 让我把后面加上 ance， performance 就是名词。前阵子呢，我看了茱莉亚·罗伯兹在电影 Mirror Mirror 魔镜魔镜里面，她演一个坏皇后。I love her performance as the villain. 通常啊，你不会喜欢故事里面的坏蛋，但她演出才太棒了，你不得不喜欢上她演出的坏蛋。She gave a brilliant performance as the villain. So now I'm getting it. Acting for the movies is not enough for these movie stars. They want more challenges, so they reach for the stage play.
That's right. They're always looking for a bigger and bigger challenge.Now, these days, many film stars are getting their feet wet and wishing to take a Tony home. So they might start off in films, but then they say, I want to try something different. So they go and get their feet wet. Get your feet wet doesn't mean literally my feet are wet. I stepped in a puddle. I jumped in the sea. I went in the swimming pool. It means you try something new for the very first time. So they're getting their feet wet on the stage. They're moving from movies...to the Broadway stage, getting in plays, getting in musicals, and they wish to take a Tony home. They want that Tony Award. They want the respect of all the other actors and actresses out there. Now, to get your feet wet is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat, I hear you've taken up mountain climbing.
That's right, and I thought I'd get my feet wet this weekend.
If you want to get wet, you should go swimming.
That's not what I mean. If you get your feet wet, you start a new job or activity.
I understand. To get one's feet wet means 开始尝试. So, did you go on that trip to the mountains?
Yes, and I got my feet wet.
So, you did start a new activity.
Well, yes, but I also fell in a lake, so I got everything wet. Never mind my feet.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about getting your feet wet, trying something new and different. Now, the article goes on to say...Among them, so among these actors and actresses that are looking for a new challenge on the stage are Orlando Bloom. He's great, great actor. Of course, been in The Lord of the Rings and many, many other films. Ian McKellen, one of the old school guys. He's an amazing actor as well. Been in tons and tons of movies. Also great on the stage. And somebody we mentioned earlier is Scarlett Johansson, also...A very young, very talented actress. And many, many more. So a lot of these names that you know from films, they're also moving to Broadway musicals.
刚刚提到几位明星啊，像是奥兰多布鲁，就是那个演魔戒、精灵王子、弓箭手那个啊。伊恩麦克莱呢，则是魔戒里面的甘道夫哦，或者是他也是 X 战警里面的万磁王。对，甘道夫跟万磁王是同一个人演的，一个是好人，一个是坏人，差很多哦。跟复仇者联盟里面演黑寡妇的史嘉丽·乔韩森，这些人都往舞台剧发展呢。
Now here's somebody else that you might know about as being a Broadway actor, but maybe you don't. Hugh Jackman.He's best known for his roles as Wolverine in the X-Men films. He is another example. So you might just know him as Wolverine, you know, with the sideburns and the muscles and the metal spikes coming out of his hands, but he's also known for singing and dancing on the Broadway stage.
天哪，金刚狼能够想象到吗？休杰克曼也有演舞台剧、音乐剧哦。
Now, Jackman won the Tony for Best Actor in 2004 for his lead role in The Boy from Oz. What's more, he now regularly hosts the Tony Awards, so he is really actually a big name in the theater community. He's won a Tony, and now he regularly hosts the Tony Awards as well. If you are the host of something, it means you are the person that...is on the stage for the whole program. You have the microphone in your hand, you introduce the different awards, you call people up to the stage, and if you're part of the Tony Awards, it also means you perform as well. You have to sing. It's about musicals, so you can't be the host without singing a few songs.
我真的听到下巴都快掉下来了。金刚狼，休杰克曼不只是脸长得帅。肌肉很迷人而已，人家早在2004年就赢得了东尼奖的最佳演员奖。What's more, 还不止这样，还有呢，他现在是常态性的主持东尼奖。Host 可以当名词使用，指就是主持人。Host 当动词使用，就是主持的动作。所以我可以说 ，He is the host of this talk show. 他是这个脱口秀的主持人。我动词用法 ，He hosts the talk show. 他主持这个脱口秀。So Joe, what do you mean by Hugh Jackman regularly hosting the Tony Awards? I thought they have different hosts every year.
Well, it means they keep bringing him back to host it again and again. I guess he's just that good. Now, this year's awards will be held on June 8th with Jackman as the host for the fourth time. So he must be really good at this. And among the most popular musicals of last fall was A Gentleman's Guide to Love...And murder. Murder. Murder means to kill somebody. So we've got two very different things. A gentleman's guide to love, of course, to love somebody, have strong feelings for them. And murder, to kill somebody. So it sounds like a very intriguing play, I must say.
Murder 跟 kill 这两种杀有点不太一样哦。Murder 是蓄意的、违法的谋杀，所以你在看到，比如说农场鼠主人啊、在杀鸡的时候，你不会大叫说 "He's murdering a chicken"， 你不会这样说。但是我们要把 murder 用在 "Someone murdered his wife"， 会用被动语气 "His wife was murdered"， 啊，就是他的那个太太啊被谋杀了。刚提到呢，这出音乐剧很有意思哎，叫做 "A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder"。绅士的爱与谋杀指南。What is this all about?
It's a comedy about a man who tries to kill his family heirs to become a duke. This is a comedy. A comedy is a movie or a play that is funny. You might not think murder is funny, but they find a way to make it humorous, to make people laugh. Now, in this musical...We have a person who's trying to kill his family heirs. If you are an heir, it means you are in line to inherit or get the wealth or the treasures of your family when the parents pass away or die. So the mother and father, once they're gone, perhaps the first son will be the heir. He will take the money, he will get the house, he will get all the treasures...And in this case, we have a person, he's trying to kill all the family heirs, so he's the only one left. He'll get everything, and he will become a duke. A duke is like a noble title for a family of wealth, political influence, and it just means they are usually in control of a certain region in a country. It's like an old title that has to do with royalty, royal families, princes, kings, queens...Somewhere down that list, we have dukes, and a female duke would be a duchess.
所以这个绅士的爱与谋杀指南啊，是有位穷光蛋，他想要成为 duke 公爵。这是一个搞笑喜剧，喜剧叫 comedy。今天提到的是百老汇的音乐剧，所以仔细来说，它是一出musical comedy 音乐剧的喜剧。我个人呢，还喜欢看 situation comedy。情境喜剧，像是以前的 Friends 六人行，或现在有在播的 How I Met Your Mother， 台湾翻译成追爱总动员，他们都是情境喜剧 situation comedy， 你可以简称它为 sitcom， sitcom。刚刚说的绅士的爱与谋杀指南，很明显就是要来搞笑的，说这个人呢，为了要成为公爵，得要把其他的继承人给杀掉。继承者这个字啊，念起来跟空气 air 是一样的哦，所以他那个 h 是不发音的哦。He's the heir to a huge fortune， 就是他是一大笔财产的继承人。你有发现吗？自己用介系词 to 来表示什么东西的继承人。So Joe, this comedy sounds really interesting. Is there any other Broadway musical comedies that you can recommend?
Well, the article recommends some for us, and it says the revival of Shakespeare's comedy Twelfth Night is perhaps one of the top Broadway plays of 2013. Revival means you are bringing something back. Twelfth Night, of course, is a very, very old play. They've revived it. They have brought it back.And made it into a musical.
所以这个十二夜啊，原本莎士比亚写的一个喜剧嘛，那因为观众很喜欢呢，所以一直不停来都有一个 revival 被重新搬上舞台。It sounds that there are so many strong competitors fighting for the Tony Awards this year.
That's right. This year's Tony Awards will celebrate many great actors and stage productions.So theater lovers shouldn't miss it.
I know I won't.
I won't miss it either, and neither should you. All right, that brings us to the end of our two-day program all about the Tony Awards. Now it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
Over the past couple of days, we've been talking about some of the best actors and actresses.From the stage. So that's what our For You Chat question is all about. Rebecca, who is your favorite actor and why?
My favorite actor is Johnny Depp. 强尼戴普, I like his weirdness. The roles he played, like Captain Jack Sparrow or Willy Wonka from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, are so classic.
Johnny Depp, he is a great actor. He's taken on lots of different roles, and that's what I like to see in an actor. I like to see them take chances and do lots of different things. One of my favorites, because he's been doing it for so long, is one we mentioned, is Ian McKellen.
Oh.
And that's because he has played so many different roles over many, many decades, not only in movies, but also in musicals and in plays. He goes back and forth from the stage to the silver screen. And it looks like he has a lot of fun when he does it, too. He also has an Instagram account.And he posts lots of funny pictures from the movie sets.
How old is he?
He must be at least 90 years old, or like in his 80s somewhere. He's, he's not a young man anymore, but you can tell he's not just doing it like to make money. I'm sure he's made more than enough money over his lifetime, but now he's doing it for the fun of it, for the challenge of it. And I like it when they, you know, spread their wings and do different things, take different roles. Johnny Depp, of course, is a great example of that. You mentioned some of his movies. He's also been in a lot of, like, more artistic movies, like movies with a small budget and maybe kind of a weird script. But actors and actresses, they love those sorts of things. They love to take risks and to get into different characters and try different stuff.All right, you guys can discuss this amongst yourselves as well. Who is your favorite actor or actress and why? I'm sure you can have a very interesting discussion all about that. We are out of time today for English for You, but thanks for joining us over the past couple of days, and we hope to see you again soon. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Lights, cameras, Tonys. The Tony Awards...might sound out of date to film lovers since it focuses only on theater. Yet, to some movie stars, stage performance is an intriguing challenge. These days, many film stars are getting their feet wet and wishing to take a Tony home. Among them are Orlando Bloom, Ian McKellenScarlett Johansson, and many more. Hugh Jackman, best known for his role as Wolverine in the X-Men films, is another example. Jackman won the Tony for Best Actor in 2004 for his lead role in The Boy from Oz. What's more, he now regularly hosts the Tony Awards. This year's awards will be held on June 8th, with Jackman as the host for the fourth time. Among the most popular musicals of last fall was A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It's a comedy about a man who tries to kill his family heirs to become a duke. The revival of Shakespeare's comedy, Twelfth Night, is perhaps one of the top Broadway plays of 2013. This year's Tony Awards will celebrate many great actors and stage productions, so theater lovers shouldn't miss it.
Vocabulary Review.
Out of date. My grandfather's fashion is out of date since he wears a lot of old clothing. Performance. There are dance and music performances in this shopping area on the weekends. Host. Famous actors usually host the Academy Awards each spring. Murder. There was a murder in this neighborhood that scared many people. Comedy. I prefer to watch comedies since I like to laugh and forget my problems for a while. Heir. The king's heir must be a boy, but he only has daughters and no sons.